This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, Vex 989-291-5348. Regarding Janet Rohn, R-O-H-N, date of birth 2-2-1944. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Rohn with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was April 15th of this year. Her weight's up 4 pounds over the last 6 months, and she's feeling slightly better than she was 6 months ago. She reports that she was hospitalized at Butterworth Hospital in Grand Rapids from the 5th of July through about the 11th of July, having severe pain in the esophagus areas. She believes that was following some Botox injection into the esophagus to help it relax so she wouldn't have dysphagia. However, it really didn't help and actually made things worse, she thinks. So she won't be doing that procedure anymore. She was found to have very low oxygen levels at night, and now she's using oxygen per nasal cannula while she sleeps or even while she naps. And she has a sleep study scheduled to see if she has sleep apnea in November of this year. Overall, she does have some ongoing chronic dysphagia. She is going to deal with that and follow up with the specialists as indicated. Currently, she denies she does have also right knee pain that's happened within the last couple of weeks. It's quite swollen and very painful. And she has been requiring the use of oral ibuprofen daily to control the pain so she can get out and walk. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She has stable dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. No cough or sputum production. And the dysphagia is stable, actually. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Losartan, 25 milligram daily. Lasix is 20 milligram daily. She uses albuterol as needed for shortness of breath. And ibuprofen is 600 milligram every 8 hours as needed for pain. And she has been using that regularly for several weeks for the right knee pain. Physical exam, weight 162 pounds, pulse 74, blood pressure 134/78, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 25th, 2024. Albumin is 4.3. Calcium is 9.6, creatinine is 1.36, estimated GFR 39, sodium 144, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 32, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin is 11.5 with the normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will have a follow-up visit within with this practice within the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.